From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Imagine being a professional athlete and hearing on a pretty regular basis the cheers of thousands of sports fans in countless stadiums. Now imagine simply walking off the field to pursue another dream, one that's fraught with constant rejection and no guarantee of success. Well, that's exactly what 30-year-old Adrian Cardenas did a few years ago. He's from right here in South Florida, and he was second baseman for the Chicago Cubs. He left his life as a Major League Baseball player in 2012, and now he's a filmmaker. He's also one of the finalists in a short film competition hosted by the Miami Film Festival, its 35th anniversary edition, and Adrian Cardenas joins us now. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, you left baseball and became a full-time student at, actually, my alma mater, New York University. Did you jump into film school right away?
So, I left baseball in 2012, but I enrolled at NYU in 2010. So, for 2 years, I was balancing both worlds. I would go to school in the off seasons, and I would play baseball during season. I was on plane rides, writing papers, reading books. It was a hectic time, but it was very important for me because I didn't want to, you know, a lot of people think this was a whimsical decision, and it wasn't. I spent 2 years sort of straddling both worlds and making sure that it's something that I wanted to do because I knew it was a big decision. I mean, baseball had been my whole life.
And how difficult a decision was it for you to leave the major leagues? Didn't you have people saying, oh man, what are you doing? You're crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't as big a decision as people might think in that, like I said, I started school, you know, I started college 2 years prior. So it really took 2-3 years before I made that decision. You know, it was very slow and arduous process. I mean, I guess you can argue that it was very difficult precisely for that same reason, because it took 3 years to make that decision. So.
Your short film, Canoe Poems, revolves around a young man who is struggling with the end of his relationship with his girlfriend, all the while getting advice from the spirit of his dead Cuban father, and also dealing with pest control issues involving a mouse. Here's a clip.
What's your problem?
What's my problem? It's 4 a.m. and you're digging through the trash.
Yeah, because you left your bagels on the counter and the mouse went to them instead of the traps.
Look, I'm not going to clean up your trash while you obsess over your poems all day.
Oh, great. You don't like what I do now.
Oh, my God.
Adrian, what's the biggest similarity that professional baseball shares with filmmaking?
Oh, my God, everything. I feel like, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind, and I think it's the biggest, in baseball, one of the biggest tools that you can have is the ability to make adjustments. Baseball sometimes gets knocked for being slow and boring, but that is the furthest thing from the truth if you're a player. You know, if you're at second base, for example, which was my position, you might have 30, 45 seconds between pitches, and you really have to understand the batter at hand, the situation at hand, position yourself accordingly. Now, that happens very fast and consistently throughout the course of a game. Similarly, in film, there's no production that doesn't come without having to make adjustments from day to day, from scene to scene. Adjustments are always going to be made. And then also just playing in front of 45,000 people, you know, showcasing your abilities. I think the years of experience playing with that pressure have definitely helped in the transition to film.
We've been talking to filmmaker Adrian Cardenas, one of 25 finalists in a short film competition hosted by the Miami Film Festival. The festival celebrates its 35th anniversary this year. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.